This is episode 26 of the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. Well, here we go again. Hop aboard as we take you on a trip down memory lane, as they like to say. Yeah, we'll bring you five hits, classic rock and roll and pop songs from years gone by. Can you recognize them after you hear only the great opening notes? You know who the artist is? Plus, as always, we bring you some trivia about each of our featured songs. So thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along once again. We do have a theme for this week's Great Openings podcast. As usual, we won't tell you what the theme is, but we will in a little bit. It may become apparent to you. And as we always like to say, we do it because not only does it make it a little bit more interesting, but it also might help you out by, if you got the theme figured out, it might be a good clue as to what the song that you're missing might be. So we've got five songs. They go from 1965 to 1983, almost 20 years, all were top 10 hits. And what say we get started? Our first hit was from 1965. Yeah, we'll play each clue two times so that you can hear it real good. The hit number two, 71. Hit number three was from 1979. Hit number four, 1980. And hit number five was from 1983. And remember, all of our five songs have something in common in their titles. We'll tell you what the common element is in just a few minutes. And, of course, the answers and some trivia coming up as well. I haven't talked about the Trivia Factory for a while. That was the source of inspiration for the Great Openings podcast here in the Atlanta area. We do live, interactive trivia at restaurants and nightclubs and bars and pubs all over the Atlanta area. 50-plus shows each week. Every night of the week you can play somewhere. So we invite you to join us, especially if you're going to be in the Atlanta area, going to be visiting, or maybe you live here. You can find out more about us at thetriviafactory.com. Saturday nights are music trivia, and our music bonus is usually pretty similar to the Great Openings Challenge, a little bit different, but not a whole lot. As a matter of fact, much of the material that we use here on the podcast, the clues were from some of our more recent trivia shows on Saturday night. And I should say that many of the listeners to the Great Openings podcast are regular players, so we welcome you as well. All right, time to get to the answers and to our trivia. Again, five hits, all with a theme, and hit number one. That was 1965. For Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Walk along the lake with someone new. Have yourself a summer fling or two.
And reached number two in the charts for Gary Lewis and the Playboys. It was
you and
Save Your Heart for Me. Well, the song was first recorded by Brian Hyland. He, of course, the artist from the hit single Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Later on, he had a hit with Sealed with a Kiss. But this song pretty much went nowhere for Brian Hyland. And then Gary Lewis and the Playboys released it a few years later. Now, among the artists playing on the song is a musician that you've heard many, many times, but may not even know his name. He is often considered the most successful drummer in pop music history. His name is Hal Blaine, and incredibly, he has played on nearly 40 number one hits from the 60s and the 70s, and hundreds more songs that made it onto the charts. Among the artists that he's played for on the number one records, people like Elvis Presley, Jan and Dean, the Beach Boys, Dean Martin, Sonny and Cher, Frank Sinatra, John Denver, Neil Diamond, the list goes on and on. He also holds a little-known record for Grammy Awards by virtue of the fact that he played on six consecutive Record of the Year winners, starting in 1966 with Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass when they won the Grammy for A Taste of Honey. And every Record of the Year through 1971 when he played on A Bridge Over Troubled Water for Simon and Garfunkel. Hal Blaine, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000. All right, our next hit came from 1971. Yeah, it was the number one hit for the Bee Gees. How can you mend a broken heart?
This broken man, how can a loser ever win?
Well, Barry and Robin Gibb originally wrote the song for Andy Williams, but Andy Williams turned it down, so the brothers Gibbs decided to record it with their own group, the Bee Gees. The band had broken up in early 1969, but they got back together, and they recorded How Can You Mend a Broken Heart on January 28, 1971 in London, and it became their first hit that went to the top spot on the charts in the U.S. Now, despite the song's tale of heartache, it was pretty easy to write, according to Robin Gibb, who claims that they wrote it in about an hour and without much struggle or hardship. By the way, Al Green recorded his version of How Can You Mend a Broken Heart in 1972 for his album, Let's Stay Together, and his version was used in the 1999 movie Notting Hill. Hit number three. It's from 1979. It was the Eagles and Heartache Tonight.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come on.
Well, Don Henley and Glenn Frey wrote the song along with Bob Seger and J.D. Souther. When Frey was a 19-year-old in Detroit, Bob Seger took him under his wing, and he got his music career started. And J.D. Souther, who is sometimes considered the unofficial Eagle, was the first person that Glenn Frey met when he moved to Los Angeles in the late 1960s. The song comes from the album The Long Run, which was the Eagles' last studio album until they got back together again in 1994. And that album was a follow-up to Hotel California. And there was a lot of tension in the band and a lot of pressure to make the album perfect. And as a result, they spent 3.5 years working on that album. Glenn Frey later explained to Rolling Stone magazine that he learned a lot from the experience. He said that all one needs to do is to listen to early Rolling Stones records to realize that all that striving for perfection is totally unnecessary. How about hit number four, 1980? It's Bruce Springsteen's Hungry Heart.
Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart.
Well, hungry Angry Heart was Bruce Springsteen's first top 10 hit. Born to Run was a big album 5 years earlier, but did not have any hit singles. And Hungry Heart proved that Bruce Springsteen could not just sell concert tickets and albums, but that he could record hit songs as well. Springsteen didn't actually originally write it for himself. He wrote it for the Ramones after he met Joey Ramone in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and Joey Ramone asked Springsteen to write the song for his band, but on the advice of his producer and manager, Springsteen decided to keep the song for himself, and he recorded it, and it went to number 5 on the charts. Incidentally, Springsteen's voice was slightly sped up on the recording, if you might notice that. Of course, it produced a higher pitched vocal. And how about hit number 5 from 1991? It's Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
I really need it tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight.
Once upon a time I was falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do.
Total Eclipse of the Heart was written by songwriter Jim Steinman, who wrote all of the hits for Meatloaf, including songs like Paradise by the Dashboard Light and 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad. Now, according to an interview in 2006 in an Australian newspaper, Jim Steinman said that he first offered Total Eclipse of the Heart to Meatloaf for the album that he was recording in 1983, but for financial reasons, Meatloaf's record company wanted him to write his own songs for the album, so the song went to Bonnie Tyler, and she took it to the top of the U.S. charts. By the way, Bonnie Tyler is from Wales, and Total Eclipse of the Heart was the first record by a Welsh artist to top the U.S. charts. There you have it, our 5 hits for this week. You got the theme, I take it. If you just take a look at the titles of the songs. We started out with Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Save Your Heart for Me. The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? Eagles, Heartache Tonight. Bruce Springsteen's Hungry Heart. And, of course, we finished it up with Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. Heart was our theme for this edition of the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. Hey, your feedback is always welcome. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. And the show notes, along with all of our trivia, is on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. And of course, don't forget you can listen on your cell phone if you want. 419-579-3608 is the number. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next time at the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.